Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are so excited to break some wonderful news very soon, starting on June the 9th, I believe. June the 9th. We'll be coming for a full hour. Our program, because our program is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're on 2 hours left, but 1 hour program is going to be to the Gulf Coast, which we believe God is setting up a glory zone. Begin to believe God for a glory zone in your city, in your nation. And we've seen God do some pretty awesome things. He'll begin to shake everything to get things, he can line things up in a hurry. But for a full hour, so those are, we just thank you for inviting us into your living room on the Gulf Coast, 1.4 million potential viewers right there on the Gulf Coast, over 500,000 homes. And our heart, we've labored in that area for many years and have many wonderful businesses that are standing with us and partners in that area, but also, of course, around the nation and around the world. But I'm excited about our new time. Our new time will be starting June the 9th. We're presently 5:30 to 6, right? And then we'll be coming on from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, you can go to VFNTV.com from around the world, and you can catch us there, too. We're actually broadcasted on VFNTV.com. So if you're in China, if you are in the Middle East, and we have a lot of friends connected to us from the Middle East. I just want to say hello to all of our friends out there. You've so helped us. You helped our paradigm, and we've been humbled by the Christians in the Middle East. And it means a lot for you to just press and connect, because we know what that comes with. We know when you publicly say, I stand up for Jesus Christ, and I want to be a part of what God is doing, and you just open my heart up, you know, to thank you. Thank you to all the Christians in the Middle East and Pakistan and Iran and
Egypt
and Syria. And I just can't even name all the all of our friends that are there. And you mean so much to us. And excuse John's accent, but thank God much of the world speaks English. We'd be in big trouble with me.
Oh, my God.
Konnichiwa. So here we are. We're coming, and it's so cool because this just broke last night. You know, God's been speaking about it, and just last night, and I just want to thank David Mayo and Ian Skelly and John Louvran, who has worked tirelessly and was part of opening the door and following God as we were following God, and we found out God was saying the same thing, and they came and got us. And they said, listen, we want a trumpet. We want a trumpet on the Gulf Coast. And so we're like, what's a trumpet? What's a trumpet? And they were talking about, you know, a fresh prophetic word. What is a now word? What's happening right now? It's not enough to know the news. The news, you needed to know what to do with the news, you know. And now here we are, an hour. And today, the day that we're breaking this news, is a celebration day because we are going. Today is our 2 year anniversary. You know, Pat wasn't always this thin. Thank you, cameraman. He like zoomed in. So zoom in. You know, we got pictures we want to make available. If we could find those pictures from his childhood, when his mullet and all that, we put that up. We want to celebrate really big time. And his limousine and all that. John and I are always word this big.
That's right. No doubt.
We went to go see the Macy's parade and kids pointed at us. What is that? What is that? I don't know. It ain't floating. Must not be part of the parade. And but 2 years. I mean, 2 years from the time that we're in a prayer watch. Just kind of tell you some things. And we got some news we're going to cover today. Some exciting news that, you know, Empowerment 21, where, you know, believers are coming together under the president of Oral Roberts University, Billy Wilson, about believing for a second Pentecost starting in Jerusalem, and how God's been really speaking to us. And I'm noticing to others around the nations, one God, one Spirit, we're hearing what the Lord's saying. So get ready for the power.
That's right.
It's going to be poured out. It's not going to be one person anymore. It's going to be just everybody moving in power that's a believer, because these signs follow those who believe.
That's right.
And so we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about a couple other things as well. But we want to first talk about and celebrate our 2 year anniversary.
Not three, two.
2 year.
Yeah. Well,
two.
Man, I did the best. It's 3 years. It's only been 2 years.
Is this, can you hear us, Mike?
I'm like,
he's like 3 years
goodness.
Away. I can barely hear
him. Can you hear
saying.
Me now?
Yeah. No, it's like low.
Is it
really? It's really low.
Get the producer to do something.
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
It was my volume.
That
is my turn. No, it's, so here's 2 years. And so you asked yourself this question. This is the day we get to focus on BFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, that when God begins to give you a word and you got to speak it out, you're pretty much alone when you start speaking that word out. And you got to be brave enough to hold on to it, because every Tom, Dick, and Judas will come along and try to steal that word. And they'll say things in your logical mind that just makes logical sense. But God's not into logic.
If he was
limited by my brain size, or Pat's brain size.
Especially mine.
Yeah, oh, right. You're a genius now. In that meeting yesterday, where everybody was amazed. They were awed.
Amazed.
They were awed. And we know it's God.
We know.
It's God. Oh, yeah. But it is.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But it is.
Sure is.
And we serve a great big God. Mm-hmm. And so, just reviewing how much it is God. And so we were in a prayer. We thanks to Mike Bickle walking out International House of Prayer, Kansas City. Yeah, I knew we needed to be a people of prayer. But how do you get people to pray? For years, I asked the question to folks: what's God saying to you? Mm-hmm. You know, here I was coming. I was in an Assembly of God church. You know, that they profess to be everybody's spirit filled and everybody's hearing from God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not. And and I was shocked. And so then got in. As a pastor in ministry, outside of being ministry in the Assemblies of God Church, and I love being there with Brother John Kilpatrick at Brownsville Assembly, that then I'm pastoring, and I'm like, I know you hear from God now, because I'm talking to you about what God's saying, and we're studying together, and you're hearing God's word. So I'd ask the question, what is God saying to you? And if somebody was holding a gun to their head, I'm serious, if somebody's holding a gun to their head, they could not tell you anything. And this is like, before you walk out of the door of where you're gathering at, because they're already thinking about the pot roast and whatever. I mean, it's amazing. It's like, did the enemy steal the word that quickly?
Mm-hmm.
And so you start thinking, what are we doing? Are we just trying to entertain ourselves? Are we trying just to do a form of whatever, but not really doing it? And of course, then we began to walk out the Malachi mandate. And the Malachi mandate was to carry people in the wilderness to be able to meet God, fathers and sons and fatherless sons and really spiritual fathers, mentors that would say, I'll be there for you. As a much time, the average father used to be, if you're smaller now, the average father would spend,
13 and a half seconds.
13 and a half seconds. And of course, I'm sure it's less than that now. But 13 and a half seconds of undivided attention with their child a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would take a father and his son, or a fatherless son and a mentor in the wilderness, and spend 48 hours with them, which was equal to 48 hours based on that statistic, was equal to what, 13 and a half years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they had the experience in one weekend with God, Father God, coming down and hugging us. Powerful stuff. And they had were able to be healed, and just beautiful things happened. Many tears were shed. But that was equivalent to 13 and a half years of the average father's time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were doing that. So you were thinking about when they went back into Christian life,
right?
You know, whatever's happening in traditional whatever, they just die. They fall out. They just become zombies again. And they would be beat up and they would just be gone, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see them walking through the store and there's just like some. Really like a zombie, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm a zombie used to be. I'm being something different now, but back then it just meant somebody just staring at you, catatonic.
Sleepwalking, yeah.
Catatonic, yeah. Sleepwalking. And he's like, oh my gosh, you're into that stuff again, huh? Anyway, so and then all of a sudden God begins to speak. We just say, Lord, we're just not going to move. We're not going to move until you come and guide us.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not good. I mean, what is it? What is it? And so we're thinking, you know, it's going to be about 5 years or something before God moves. And it was like a week. God began to move. And I'm like, oh my goodness, he's into his kingdom more than we are. And it was, I can't go over the details and all, but it's just God began to move rapidly. And all he wanted us to do is to get out of the walls and get out of ourselves and give the church back to him and watch him begin to use his church for his glory. And it was pretty powerful from our experience. And, you know, with that, we wanted to learn, you know, people to be able to, if they already weren't hearing from God, how are you going to get people to pray for an extended period of time? But thanks to Mike Bickle walking out wisdom for many years, 1998, I believe it was, when he launched, and that's when God launched us in that particular realm. And when we were walking out the Malachi mandate, he was walking out how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
and for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And through that wisdom and partnering with IHOP Kansas City and just soaking in that, you just built your faith. Like, this is how you can do it. This is how you can get people to spend time with God. And for, I don't know, how 5 years maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe we're 5 years now. We have been, for 1 day a week, there's only seven of them, so you only have six more to go. But for 1 day a week, we've been able to pray for 24 hours.
Right.
And it's just 3 hours. You don't pray for the full 24 hours. But you're able to spend time. People that couldn't even pray for about 5 minutes without being distracted, they're spending 3 hours with God. And these prayers are written anyway. So God walked us into the concept. So now people are hearing from God because they spent time with him. You can't spend time with him without being transformed. You just can't. Well, in these years of spending time with him, I'm getting to it, I know. In this years of spending time with him, on a watch, on one of those prayer watches, God said to do what you're seeing now. He just said it. He said very specifically, this is what has to happen. He says, everything that I've made known to you and whispered in your ear, I want you to shout it from the rooftops. And I said, but how? And he said, boom. And and so we began the journey, and I looked at Pat, and I said, Pat, I don't want to know the details. We got this little guy saying, and such a treasure. I mean, he's got huge rewards waiting for him in heaven. And but God told me a long time ago that he would. I would and he would. Mm-hmm. And we did so far.
Yeah. Sure.
It comes to the furnace. You first. Is it hot? You, and he was like, it's hot. It's hot. I can't. You have something else. I just can't go into heat. Anyway. So and we come back from this break. I want you to know that it was in a prayer watch. We prayed for an extended period of time to the point where you start thinking, you know, Lord, are you hearing our prayers? We're praying. And understand the Moravians prayed for 100 years, but out of that came what the First Great Awakening that came to America and many other things came. So it's just, we just pray until God answers. That's what you do. You just pray until God moves. And now we're seeing rapid fulfillment of a lot of prayers that we prayed. And it's specific biblical prayers. It's not something conjured up out of our head. It's actually praying God's word back to him until we're finally in agreement with what God's saying. And we ask him for the answer, and he finds out he makes us the answers. Like, I never would have thought if I prayed for missionaries, he'd make me one.
He'd send you.
This is a two-year anniversary, and this is a time that we just talk about, you know, remembering the wonders of the Lord, what God had done. And right before the break, I was talking about it was in prayer. What you're seeing now and what you're hearing now on VFN TV and daily radio program was birthed in prayer. And we didn't know this was coming. I mean, this is, you know, we didn't know. We didn't.
Not on our grid.
Not on our grid. And the answer is not on your grid. If it was, then you wouldn't have needed to pray to God.
That's right.
God is the one that knows what he wants to do. And you got to do it, you know, when he says it. But I was in a time of prayer, and when I was on a prayer watch, and immediately he spoke about this is what he wanted to do. And we already had VFN TV, and VFN TV was playing for some time, but in a different kind of format. And I came to Pat and I said, Pat, this is what we're going to do, the VFN TV and daily radio program. And God even, and by the way, God told me they got an app for that.
Yeah.
I mean, in the middle of prayer now, in the middle of prayer for all of our app listeners out there in this wonderful app, if you haven't seen it yet, you got all the VFN TV, VFN radio, all the highlights, everything's available on there. He told him I was praying, but next thing you know, I was sitting behind my, in my desk, which is not a good to pray around your desk. You kind of get away from it. And, I had an app in front of me, but this particular app was unique because it was from Israel. And I'm not going to say the name of it, but it was created right there in Tel Aviv, I believe. And we love Israel and a lot of our equipment that you're actually seeing us because of. You know, comes from Israel and comes from our Jewish friends. And it was just like, boom. I mean, it starts in Jerusalem. First Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then uttermost parts. And we were just very excited about that. And began to step out by faith, literally by faith. And I won't go into too many details. But I remember our first day. I mean, we've never done broadcast in that way. And we had a whole big, huge team. I mean, it was just this huge staff. I mean, was, you know, I'm saying, we heard God and followed. And so we just did it. We just did what God said do. And I remember taking a breath a big breath. And we did not have sponsors. We didn't have
breaks.
We didn't have concept, you know, too much. Right. And I did not exhale for
two solid hours.
Two solid hours. But, you know, it was not about perfection. It was about obedience.
Right.
And Pat was just as aggressive back then in conversation as he is now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's good.
Can you expand with that? I'd like to breathe for a moment, if you don't mind. You know,
that's interesting.
But I remember somewhere in there, I went, and it's almost like the birthing took place. But right before we went on the air, we were under, and think about this. You need to know about this. It's so important. And we talked about it before when I was talking about the Malachi mandate. So many people think if it's God, There's no friction. There's no tension. There's no pressure. There's
no stress.
No stress. Everybody sings like a harmony, you know, some sort of harmony.
Angels descending and descending.
Right, right. You don't have a Judas. You don't have people, a Thomas. You don't have, you know, religious folks trying to kill you. You don't have all that stuff going on. I mean, it happens like that. And someday I'll talk to you more about the Malachi mandate. And I think I did, but I can give you probably more details right now. All the hell that happened in the midst of all the heaven. Mm-hmm. But when Brother John Kilpatrick of Church in His Presence, when he was preaching the memorial for Steve Hill, he talks about it very distinctly. And hopefully we'll make that available on the VFN Torch. You got to just hear mm-hmm. this memorial. It just means so many dimensions to this. But one is, if you're going to have a move of God, guaranteed you're going to have a move of hell simultaneously. And so many people don't understand that. So we were moving in God, and hell was moving against us. I guess you would say that. But we were going to do it. You know, we learned a lot from our past experiences, and we came.
And still learning.
I looked at the Pat, and he looked at me, and I'm saying, "You do it," and you do it. Neither one of us knew what was going on. And amazingly, by God's grace, yeah. I mean, listen, God. I mean, as soon as he said it, within a week, a check showed up for the exact, you know, right the amount
that
we needed.
Sure did.
Because it was like we had like 30 days to bring it to pass. Something short period.
Whatever. That.
Yeah.
I never get that much notice. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're doing this tomorrow.
And so, and then, he connects us very systematically to, a great friend and key wisdom up in Denver of somebody who's already walked out the wisdom. And he mentored us, you know, us in broadcasting and through Skype and all that, and just walked everything through it. And and so what you're seeing today, you're seeing the fulfillment or part of the fulfillment of a prophetic thing. And so that's why we're so excited. That's why we have, I mean, you'd be confident. Like, this is God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just God. And we say, you know, this is a network that God is building through your prayers and your love gifts. It seriously is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we just have a debt of gratitude for those who believe God and understand that we can be a significant player in the media mountain of the world. The church can have a voice, and we can talk about these things. We can find out what's God's perspective. And 80% of the church is not picking up the Bible. You can turn on VFN TV and get some biblical perspective that day of your day. What does God say about that? And so next thing you know, it just began, and by faith we begin to move, and it just progressed to where it is today. And we're so excited. Every one of our listeners, all of our friends on Facebook, all those that are downloading our podcast, all those that are reading our VFN Torch over around the world. It's just amazing. As a matter of fact, speaking of those numbers, John, talk to us about those. What's happened in these first 2 years?
Wow, well, over these 2 years, which Pat and I were talking yesterday, I thought it was three. So much. We've talked and shared so much in these last years. But right now on the Torch, you know, every day our program is sliced up for you in, you know, five or six or however many segments throughout the day of the topics and the issues and the things that we're discussing. And then they're posted in our website called The Torch, and so that you can read and look and listen and watch and view. And over the last couple of years, we looked back and we researched that we had over 3,000 posts.
Wow.
3,000 posts. Now, those posts cover everything from Israel, of which there's some research. We have over 434 segments.
Think about that dimensional understanding, you know, because he says, get a heart and love Israel, bless Israel. Just going back and listening or watching those segments, you can get so informed about Israel.
Huge. 434 on the Constitution and the amendments and How God's Blessed His Country, over 319 segments about the Constitution and how important, just in all different variants.
Do you know you can actually go to VFN Torch and you can take... You can take the citizenship test in a kind of a humorous way.
Very humorous.
Find out that, you know, we're sitting here criticizing people coming to our nation, and we ourselves don't even know what it requires to be a citizen. Yeah. And we took that test, and somebody had to give it, you know.
I'm sure I would have gotten them all right.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It humbled us. It humbled us.
Well, it humbled me and John.
Thank you for that clarification.
But they've gotten me back plenty of times for that. Plenty of times. But that's so important because...
Yeah, you can learn and laugh.
Yes, exactly.
Also, wisdom moments. We love sharing God's wisdom moments.
Yes.
And we had over 231 wisdom moments during that period.
Wow.
That we were able to research. I think these numbers are really conservative because I think there's a whole lot more. But we did our very best. Just go back and kind of look back at some of the things. Prophetic words, over 100 prophetic words have been shared on VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio.
What is prophecy? I mean, you think about, you know, people hear that. What does that mean? Talk about prophetic words.
It's God speaking in advance to us about things that are about to come.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
awesome. 100.
100 of them.
Is that beautiful?
It's wonderful. Whoa. Because that's the destiny of the church, to hear the voice of God and to deliver what God is saying.
Everybody think about, you know, when Paul said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? And they said, we haven't even heard about the Holy Spirit. And he says, well, what baptism have you had?
Yeah.
He said, we had the baptism of John the Baptist. And he goes, oh, he said, well, you need to believe in Jesus and be baptized. As soon as he baptizes them in water, he lays hands on them, and they begin to prophesy because they received the Holy Spirit. I know that we're coming to the end of this program. We'll talk more about this in the future, but this is amazing. Thank you for being a part of our first 2 years as we celebrate. Thank you to our sponsors. And as we're moving into this hour on the Gulf Coast, we want to just invite even more sponsors to join us and be a part of this next year, because we're believing God for great things. Prophetically, we're all going to be interested in what God is saying and what's about to happen on the face of the earth. And believe me, he's already told us that he has something to say about what's happening now and what's going to be happening. He says, listen, hear what my spirit says to the church, and he's going to speak. We're continuing talking about our anniversary. We like to celebrate our every year an anniversary that's taken place, and how everything started and what God has been doing. And we're excited, as I said earlier, about coming on in our new time slot in the Gulf Coast. We'll be coming on from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, you know, and we will be welcoming you home from a hard day's work, or encouraging you as you're preparing for those that are coming home. And we'll be right there with you while you're having dinner. And just kind of give you a perspective of what's taking place. Don't forget, it starts June the 9th. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to this, you already know it's already started. And Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 on your local, check your local listings for us there. And it's CTN's Christian Television Networks, WHBR. Well, you know, my goodness, you know, it's exciting to look back. You know, sometimes it's terrifying to look forward,
that's right.
But it's so, you know, it's like so confident you look back. Yeah. You know, it's like,
right.
When we were looking forward, like Israel looking into the promised land, like, oh my goodness.
There's giants over there.
Yeah. And, but God, when we launched, it was amazing, you know, what God has done since then. And I know that, you know, thanks to our sponsors and our partners and our people that are praying with us, this truly is a network that God is building through your prayers and your love gifts and your sponsorships. But he is building. It's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And we're getting friends of ours that are in media that have been in this business for quite some time. They're looking at what you're helping to make possible through this network. And we're amazed. I mean, they're very complimentary, they say it's excellent, you know, some of the things they're talking about. But it's because of the Lord's hand and leading us, and your support, and your prayers, and your sponsorship. But how many people, we're celebrating our anniversary, so where are we, how many nations, John, are we reaching right now?
Well, let me just read to you, because there's a long list. It's pretty amazing when I was looking at this.
This is second, it's like a long list of nations? Oh my goodness. Well, talk to us.
Yeah, pretty encouraging. We are right now reaching India, Iran, Ireland, Zimbabwe. Pat, that's in Africa. Tanzania.
Thank you.
Italy, U.S. Virgin Islands, Mexico, Sierra Leone, Canada, Pakistan, South Africa, Sweden, the United Kingdom, Israel, the Philippines, Brazil, Nigeria, Bangladesh, Egypt, Ecuador, France. And it just kind of keeps it. Spain, it just keeps going and going and going. It's pretty wow. amazing. Of course, the U.S., areas all over the United States, we know, of course.
You're going to stop with those countries? Keep going, man. Well, I know what's happening. Encourage us.
Right.
That's it.
Isn't that amazing, though, that wow. they're in this time of obeying God? Because this is what he's saying. But look at the condition of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the darkness that's covering the world right now. And look at when you go talk to people who say they're Christians, you're like, do you have any hope? Do you have any light? Are you even reading? Do you even have a Bible? Are you picking it up? Do mm-hmm. you? What are you hearing every Sunday? I mean, what's going on? I mean, this, you know, help me in this whole thing. And it's like, we need to be, and that's what God says. He says, what I whispered in your ear and what I make known to you, I want you to shout it from the rooftops. And for years, and Pat is my witness, I said nothing. Mm-mm. I said nothing what God was saying, right?
No.
And I mean, because I thought, who am I? Mm-hmm. I mean, this person is a Christian. This person is a...
Right.
As a minister, and I'm sure they're going to work their way through this beating. They're beating me, and it'll be all over with, right?
Right.
And I'd go back again. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. And God was telling me things, and I thought, you know, I was always just this thing about, why can't we all just get along? Mm. And it's like, you know why Elijah had a house out in the wilderness. There was a reason why John the Baptist was out there in the wilderness. He probably wouldn't have... made it too long preaching a message like that. And, yeah. You know, there's just depends on your season and your calling, what's going on. But in the context of that, then all of a sudden, as soon as he said that during a prayer watch, and that's what we've been talking about, you know, how did this all come to pass? You know, our anniversary's here. And we always want to look back and remember the wonders of the Lord. And it's because during a time of prayer that we pray for quite some time now, for you know, I guess at that time, 3 years maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, with just great frustration about wanting to see a breakthrough, seeing the stagnation in the church at large, seeing the stagnation with us, seeing people contented in the wilderness. I mean, there's people that camped in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, there's the promise. Well, this is a lesson. This is to reveal what's in our heart and realize mm-hmm. that God will take care of us, but we're not supposed to stay in the wilderness.
Right.
We're supposed to go in. And it's like those lepers, like, if we die, we die. We're going to go in.
That's right.
And then finally, you know, and this is suddenly, it was beautiful. As I said earlier, God just spoke and spoke a word. But he said, you know, what I whispered in your ear and what I share with you in darkness and quiet places, and he shared a lot. Mm-hmm. We have journal after journal of what God has said to us. That he says, shout it. And that's what I needed to hear. And second thing is that the safest place for those that are hearing from the Lord is the most public place you could be.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's, you know, let me tell you something. You think that you're safe in hiding. You think that you're, you know, you've got this word that God's given you and you're trying to save yourself. But Jesus said, if you try to save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for his sake, you're going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have that truth and you don't tell folks that truth, he says in Ezekiel 33, he says, their blood's going to be on your hands. But if you share it with them, then there's a chance that they may respond and they won't have this terrible death and separation from God. But either way, you're held accountable for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a couple of meetings that really encouraged, like, get on the air now quick. Because the enemy would love to take you out before you share what God has had on your heart. And thank the Lord, the world is listening, the world mm-hmm. is connecting, and as we heard all these different countries since then. Now imagine, and we're seeing, this is what we're seeing, what's so encouraging, and we're seeing other Christians, other people who are in professions, similar professions, and just were limited by their mindsets are beginning to say, you know, we can do that. You know, we can participate. We can be a part of that. And God is, what he's doing, he's using it as an example of what we can do as Christians.
Yeah.
And this is our new Gutenberg printing press. This is our new,
no
this
doubt.
Is the way it is. This is a generation that listens this way through all the different formats. And God knew what he was doing when he did it. And there's nothing more refreshing than to break loose from your own boundaries or what religion puts on you. And this is how you know it. When everybody's satisfied with not being fruitful, you're in a dangerous place and you have dangerous company. Because in the end, in the very end, we'll be judged by our fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Period. He says, you know, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. He said, the axe is already laid at the root. He said, you abide in me, and I abide in you, Jesus said, and you will bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. Bear fruit in showing yourselves to be my disciple, bringing glory to the Father. And he said, you didn't choose me. I chose you, and I chose you to go and bear fruit, much fruit, and fruit that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Which means this blow in, blow up, and blow out. Gospel don't get it. It has to last.
That's right.
It may be good for the newsletter, but it's not going to be good for the throne room of God.
Hmm.
And it's like fruit, and fruit is not our gift, because if fruit was our gifts, then that means Jesus wouldn't have said what he said in Matthew chapter 7, because he talks about gifts. Many people are going to come to me and say, Lord, Lord, and the things that he lists there are these gifts that operated correctly. I mean, uh-huh. Signs, wonders, healings, wisdom, whatever it is, the power. And he's going to say, I never knew you.
Uh-huh.
And so fruit is what we do to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fruit is how we love folks. It's how we love each other. And he says, if you don't love your brother that you can see, you don't, you're a liar, right?
That's
he
right.
says, you don't love God who you can't see. It's impossible. And so we got, wow, I can see. Yeah, this fruit is going to be, I need God to be able to do this. And he's there to be able to, that's why you abide. And so our encouragement and our hope has been since the beginning of this turn when I talked about earlier part of the program, was to get people hearing from God. You know, what is God saying to you? And I'm so thankful today that we can turn to an 11-year-old who's been listening and who's been abiding, and they can tell you what God is saying. And they will tell you that they've experienced dreams. They'll tell you exactly what's happening in time. They can tell you what God said to them. They can tell you, I mean, 11-year-olds.
Mm.
I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants this for you. He wants you to quit running around to every little guru and everybody. You think he wants to talk to you. He says, my sheep, which would include you if you say you're a Christian, know my voice and they follow none other. And the question I would ask that Paul asked was, you know, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And he said, and they said to him, well, we haven't heard of the Holy Spirit. And he says, but what baptism have you had? And they named somebody who loved God and who had a message for God about repentance. And they were connected in their hearts and mind to this particular man. And they thought, this is right. And so they repented of their sins based on this man's message, and he water baptized them. But the thing that happened was they didn't receive the Holy Spirit because they were baptized in. They said, well, he said, well, what baptism are you baptized in?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, John the Baptist. And he says, oh, he has the baptism of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good thing, baptism of repentance. But you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so immediately all the people there said, let's do this thing. It was 12 of them. Let's do this thing. And they got baptized in the name of Jesus. And as soon as Paul laid hands on them, guess what? They could hear from God. They began to prophesy, and they began to speak in tongues. The power of God began to move on them. And it's so exciting. And we're going to be talking about in a future program about what's taking place. Second Pentecost, they're believing for empowerment 21, I believe it is. In Jerusalem.
So awesome.
It is so awesome. So awesome. And so that's our goal. I mean, our desire is to meet the desire that's always been there. You know, what's God saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hear somebody say what God's saying to them, they're hearing from God, and you're hearing from God since he's the same God.
Hello.
That's why we say amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when somebody preaches a message, you know, at your gathering, and whether it's 1,000 or whether it's 15, then if everybody's spending time with God, the reason why the church says amen is because you all heard, it bears witness with Jesus in you, his spirit in you. And you're able to go, man, that's so God. That is so good. God confirms it. You know, and Paul said to the church of Thessalonica, he said, the reason why I know that you've been chosen by God because of the deep conviction of the Holy Spirit that was present. And so that's our desire. Our desire is to bring the church and those who are being drawn to God, those that have gone astray from God, to bring you back, and those that are being that are presently walking with God to go deeper in the Lord, to have an abiding relationship with him, so that no matter where we are, no matter what technology we have or we don't have, you're going to hear from the Lord. You're going to be able to tell people what God has said. And sad, to, I mean, exciting to say that many people have gone to iAbide.org and begin to get request that free abiding plan, which you get. It's right there for you, iAbide.org. And it's just become a reality.
That's right.
And it's so exciting to see in such in this time frame, and now looking back over this anniversary, what God has done.
They're coming in from all over the country and all over the world, and to know that people are connecting with Jesus, spending time with him on a daily basis, what can be more encouraging than that?
Right. What's so funny is, like, each and we just thank God for all of our viewers and listeners around the nation, around the world, but it's like each community that, that listens to us, they think of us as that we're only in that community. And
yeah.
It's like, and it's like, well, no, not really, but we are present. We're there. Then why not? This, the gospel applies to the entire nation, the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
The same gospel preaches to the world. We want to be in every single city.
That's right.
You know, we already had a request to even come into Chicago up there. That would be very exciting to be able to be in Chicago. But it's exciting. We're just thankful what God has done during this time. There's so many different ways to be able to connect to what we're doing. And it's all kind of converged together. I mean, during the same time and around this anniversary, God has just brought, within the last short period of time, just converged so many different things. And we're excited and have great expectancy for what the Lord is going to do in this next season. Think about, we're just talking about, you know, just celebrating this anniversary that's going on. I know we spent some time on this, but we just always want to remember what God has done.
Yeah.
When I remember, you know, what happened on Father's Day of 1995 when God began to pour himself out at what we call the Brownsville Revival or Outpouring, it began with a message, remembering the wonders of the Lord.
Mm.
And speaking of that, I know John is really good at remembering things. Matter of fact, we're trying to find, what's he doing? He's back remembering things.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, right, right. So talk to us, man. What's some of the memories in this last year?
Wow. Ah, my goodness. We have so many. I mean, start thinking about, you know, being able to breaking news. You know, this all these different things we've talked about, you know, that in the future this is what's going to happen. And then to see it happening is just pretty amazing. But we've been able to share breaking news that's been happening right now all around the world with those that are watching, those that are listening. I think about the times that we've been able to communicate and share what's happening with the church, communicating to the church and encouraging them about the travesty that it's happening around the world with human trafficking and human slaves.
Right.
And I was checking that out. We've been over close to maybe 20 spots or segments regarding what's happening and getting that word out. And then we hear feedback from other people saying, I had no idea. I didn't know it was that bad. And are you kidding me? And they're sharing it. It becomes viral.
Right.
And together we're standing and helping people out. And it's
unifying.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful? Unity is all those that are standing. You talk about breaking news. I mean, another report about that is that now, you know, working with CTN, WHBR, that they are working on being able to break in the standard program, regular programming, so that when a crisis happens, we don't have to wait till 5 o'clock. We don't have to turn to secular news. You're going to be able to turn to VFN TV. Mm. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
That we're going to be able to deliver right then. And what I'm seeing, just to kind of give you, you know, more of that is, you know, pretty much everybody is a, I mean, you look at like the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, but I know the Chicago Tribune, I believe it was them that laid off their photographer. Something like that.
Wow.
So I don't know. It might not be that, but it's like a large paper. The reason why they did is because everybody's a photographer today. You don't need some guy to show up with some big flash camera, go snap. I mean, what a job.
Peter,
a job.
Peter Parker.
Nothing wrong. No.
He just got unemployed.
Yeah, and I don't know who Peter is. But because everybody has the ability to take a picture today.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are an embedded reporter. You are someone who can stand with us as we stand together to give a light perspective of the news. You have a an Android phone, you have an iPad, you have a smart device, you have an iPhone, you have, you know, all these digital devices. You have the ability to, with Facebook and other things that, you know, we have available for our listeners and our viewers, that when things happen, you're the one that sends us video. You're the one that sends us right from the scene, you know, pictures and interviews. You're the one that does that. And finally, the church is rising up. So we have a voice. We have a voice that we don't have to turn to this or turn to that, and we don't have to cover up the fact that the church is out there helping folks. The reason why that community came out of all they came out of, it wasn't FEMA. It was the church that went out and cut those trees down and brought those clothes in, and it was Samaritan's Purse and Operations Blessing or your church. And I've seen so many just recently coming through the floods that happened on the Gulf Coast. It was the church. It was you that went out and did that. And what you need a voice. And we hope to be a part of that voice where we don't have to break in and talk about some secular something. We can talk about you and what God's doing through you the whole time. And then God gets all this glory. Mm-hmm. And the enemy does not want the Lord to get glory. He does not want people to know that truly it was the love of God in the hearts of men that gathered money and gathered clothes and gathered food and took their strength and went out there and rescued those people. Mm-hmm. But we want to tell everybody. We want the whole world to know because the church is doing beautiful things. And but they just kind of blurb it sometimes on secular media. Now, they're secular media. That's what they do. But we can actually take the whole thing. So I want to encourage you now, begin to pray. And so many different churches have media departments, and you're focusing on broadcasting that one message on a Sunday or that one on a Wednesday, and you're doing a great job at it. But think about this. You have all the other time that when things happen, you can capture a story. Yeah. You can actually get the story and make it available, and we'll make it available to the world. And that's what we want to do. And there's so many, I mean, even a 15-year-old young man, would go out and take pictures of a particular disaster, but also they would look at and talk to somebody who has been prayed for and touched by God in the same situation. Mm-hmm. So we're able to say, it's horrific, but God was there to be able to minister to folks. So I want to encourage you, begin to pray about how not only just stand with us and sponsors as you are in partnership and in prayer, but begin to pray about, I want to be an embedded reporter for Jesus. I want to be that Peter Parker guy or whatever you're talking about, and I just see that. And think how many there are of us, and think how much of our story's not being told. And think about, you're seeing some things take place. And I'll tell you what, CBN does an excellent job of sharing, but they only have a limited amount of time to be able to do that. And we're live every single day for 2 hours live. And on different television stations, we're on those television stations, but we're 24 hours a day. We have the torch, and we can bring the light up. And you're going to be encouraged. When you see everything the church is doing, you're going to be greatly encouraged. Of course, we can't use all the footage and all that kind of thing. And once you do submit the footage, you're releasing the rights to be able to VFN TV and data radio program to be able to broadcast or whatever way we have to do that. But just think about if all of us doing this together.
Yeah.
And it's not promoting somebody's church thing like that, but you're watching the action take place.
It's the kingdom.
It's the kingdom. And I would love to see something viral started as acts of kindness, where you're not videoing it just to be able to, for self praise, but you say, if I video this act of me giving this pizza to this homeless man, maybe if we made this, put this on VFN TV, then somebody else would go out and give food to this homeless lady, and then somebody else would come and give clothes. The next thing you have this viral effect of being kind to those in need, and we can do that. Mm. We have a voice to the nations. We have a television program for the church to be able to do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord, and to be able to make him famous. And he is famous in heaven, and he's going to be famous here on earth in the hearts of men. And we're so excited. He's famous in our hearts. And I want to thank you for this year's anniversary that we're celebrating, and for everybody that's done everything that you've done. You helped to make this possible. It wouldn't have been possible without the Lord, without your prayers, and without your sponsorship and your partnership. And let's just believe God for another year. For truly, this is a network that God is building because of your prayers and through your financial gifts and support that comes from our sponsors and our partners. Thank you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible.
Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.